Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I don't know why, but it seems like the Philadelphia Eagles do everything on hard mode. You know, winning a title, Pearl, is hard enough. Eagles are in this amazing era right now where they won in 2017. They won last year. You have one of the best rosters in the NFL, obviously. You have one of the most feared GMs. You know, I make fun of the head coach, but obviously he's doing something right. Even I'll acknowledge that. But yet there's so much unrest and disharmony. I just tried to make a new word.
Disrest. I like it.
Yeah, something like that. That it's, again, more sort of negative headlines and unwanted attention on this team. And I know you're following every twist and turn about this.
I don't know if it's all unwanted.
Tell me this is all a master plan.
It's not a master plan.
Come on.
But I don't think they mind it. That's what I'm saying.
Like Kelly Green is showing.
I don't think that like this drama is necessarily all a bad thing. I think they need like to motivate the team. I don't know. I don't think this is all bad. Like, yeah, there's a lot of infighting and drama, but it's not obviously not affecting the team.
It's not affecting them yet. Let's get to the beginning of this.
Yeah, I mean, that's
this.
A big yet, though.
Yeah, that's true. But let's get to the beginning of this. So Seth Joyner, obviously former Eagle, is on WIP, the morning show in Philadelphia, saying
it's an Odyssey station.
It is. That there is, our former boss works there in the afternoon. You should listen to him. Says there's growing resentment towards Hurts in the locker room.
You know, it's troublesome because I work with the Eagles insider and, you know, we had an in-depth conversation last night in our post-game show. And it seems to him that, you know, there's some consternation when it comes to, you know, Jalen, you know, not only in the locker room, but in the organization.
Oh, I could listen to that guy tell me a short story any day. Good Lord,
yeah, no,
what a voice.
Seth Joyner's got a good voice. So he's talking about Derek Gunn, who is a longtime columnist in Philadelphia. Here's more from Seth Joyner. Says the way that Jalen Hurts likes to do things in practice is different than how the team wants on Sundays.
That's problematic because, you know, from the outside looking in, you would never think that. As a coach's son, you would never think that. There's certain things and certain ways that he likes to run things, and there are things that they run in practice that, you know, they get in the game and he goes off on his own tangent. And to me, that's problematic.
Right, so Diana Rossini had also reported that multiple Eagles offensive players had grown frustrated with Jalen Hurts. Last one here from Joyner, Manuel, here cut three. An example here, right? Like, how is Jalen Hurts actually hurting the team? Well, he's freelancing, and you noticed it in an interception that he threw in a loss against the Giants.
I have it on fact that, you know, the interception that he threw in the first Giants game to Flott on the sideline when A.J. was wide open, that in practice he threw that ball to A.J. a few times. You get in the game and you're not patient enough to wait for it and you throw the out route, mm-hmm, and it almost turns into a pick six. Then last week, the fourth down, they're supposed to run the slant. You look, A.J.'s, you know, Devontae's wide open. You got Dallas on the other side wide open and you're chucking the ball 60 yards in the air.
Okay, so this is kind of outlining outlining a tangible example of when Jalen Hurts decided to freelance, and that's where the frustration is coming from.
Yeah. You know, that's his only interception of the entire season.
Crazy.
It came out as those bumps?
That's yeah, I know. Is that amazing?
Cordell Flott. Which is such a funny name. Okay, so Jalen Hurts yesterday had a chance to respond to these reports, and he said he's not shocked about the rumors of frustration with his game.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised by anything. I mean, you know, this is kind of the nature of the position, like I said, but, you know, I put my energy and I put my focus on trying to go out there and do my best and go to work every day and continue to go out there and try and do my best.
Okay, more from Hurts said that no one has brought up these issues with him internally. The only time he hears about it is through the media.
Those things haven't been brought to you directly.
I don't want to get into that. I know it hasn't, though.
How about you personally?
Y'all bring it to me. I mean, you know, I think it's a bit of a different thing. Again, I don't want to get into the weeds of anything ultimately.
Okay, so that's kind of interesting, Pearl, because A.J. Brown, when he had now the sort of infamous in front of his locker talk after the Packers win and before the most latest win against Detroit, and he's kind of airing his grievances, saying, hey, we can't just put a Band-Aid over this thing because something is seriously wrong with the offense, even though we keep winning.
Right.
A.J. Brown said in that media availability that he is constantly bringing this up behind the scenes. So do you think that Jalen Hurts really would be shocked that teammates are frustrated? It seems like the airing of the grievances, yeah, if you will, to quote, you know, Frank Costanza, happens behind the scenes, and it also happens in front of the media.
You know, I honestly, and maybe I'm reading the whole situation wrong, I think a lot of this is coming from the coaching staff. They want to be conservative, and I think they want to keep handcuffs on Jalen Hurts. So I don't think this is Hurts playing this kind of offense intentionally. So, no, I don't think anyone has come up to him because I think he's doing exactly what Nick Sirianni wants him to do.
But the allegation,
yeah, I think the rest of the offense is frustrated and they're taking it out on Hurts. Honestly, I think secretly Nick Sirianni loves the way this is going.
Okay, well, maybe, but the allegation is that they're running it one way in practice and then he's doing something differently on the game day. So, like, for that theory, if you think Nick Sirianni and the coaching staff really want him to play like this, that means that what, they're practicing one way and then the coaches are bringing Jalen aside and saying, hey, forget everything we just did on the install. We actually want you to do something different.
Well, no, I think it's more of a gray area. I think that he drops back in the pocket and he has different options. And I don't think he's totally making up plays out of nowhere. I think it's, for example, that long pass to Brown, that's something that Jalen Hurts can do. He could check to a different play or whatever. I don't think it's like he's, like they call a run play and he's throwing a pass play. I think it's more subtle. And even what Steph described, those are subtleties. He's like, well, he had Devontae in the flat. For whatever reason, he went to this and he was practicing it this way. But he's not going against the play call. And even those descriptions, he's saying he tended to throw it here in practice. I don't know. Is that like, does that mean that Jalen Hurts can't in the game make a different decision? Like, what's wrong with that? If it worked, it would have been great.
Right. It didn't. But
I mean, I'm sure that him and Brown have all sorts of different things they can do once the play starts.
Right. But if Brown is so in on this and is so aware of all of this, then why is he the one who's complaining all the time?
He's not getting targets because they run the ball. That's the coaching staff. That's not Jalen.
But then he got 12 targets in the first half against Lions.
It was such a, it was ridiculous. But, yeah, it was Brown. I just think that the coaching staff is trying to figure out, I don't think they totally trust Jalen Hurts. They don't want him to throw the ball that much. So I think secretly this is more of a front office coaching thing. I do not think Jalen Hurts is the reason that this offense is so slow right now. It can't be. Like, they never watch him play. They never really try to open up the offense at all until they need to.
So now we got another voice who's weighing in on this situation in Philadelphia, and that'd be DeSean Jackson, obviously, former Eagle wide receiver,
yep,
who has a podcast with Clinton Portis. Who's the matchmaker, the Don King of podcasts that put those two together?
He's also a football coach at a D1 school, I think.
Clinton Portis?
Oh, no, DeSean Jackson.
Oh, yeah, DeSean Jackson. But I didn't even know Clinton Portis
should not
was...
be in charge of anything. I'm just going on public record there. Anyway, here's DeSean Jackson. First saying that, listen, not excusing A.J. Brown, says that you have to keep all that stuff internal, but DeSean Jackson illuminating that there is real, I don't know, consternation.
Good word.
Between Hurts and A.J. Brown.
As you could tell, it's something else going on. And I got a great relationship with him. I respect him. I can't say it, but I know it's something else going on. That it's not all about football. It's not about X's and O's. I've had situationships with quarterbacks that I didn't necessarily like. And I'm going to just be honest. And when it ain't there, it sticks out like a sore thumb. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, so DeSean Jackson kind of saying that they just don't get along, Pearl. It's something personal. Yeah. It's not so much about football.
Yeah, I mean,
it's kind of a big meatball to put out there, no?
For DeSean, no, because A.J. Brown was upset at him last year. We did this whole thing a year ago. Why would that? What is different about A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts not getting along now than last year?
Here's what I think is weird about it. If these two guys have this situation, a situationship, is that what he called it?
Right.
Have this bad blood between them.
Yep.
I'm pretty surprised that one didn't have to go in the offseason. And I know they just won the Super Bowl. I get that. But it's not going to be Hurts. It's not going to be the quarterback. He's getting paid too much. He's a Super Bowl MVP. I'm actually just surprised that they did not trade A.J. Brown. Like, if DeSean Jackson knows about it, then Howie Roseman has to have an inkling. Like, general managers always have to have that one guy in the locker room that's feeding him information, right? You need a mole.
Right.
You need someone who's going to tell you what's actually going on. And I believe Howie Roseman probably has that person. You have it on the coaching staff as well. And I'm just surprised that they would keep this disharmony in someone who has a ability to be this much of a distraction. Because here's the thing. You can say, like, oh, maybe they love this, or maybe it makes them better, or somehow this, like, friction kind of helps everybody. But it doesn't really seem like that. Yeah, they're winning, but when you have two targets to A.J. Brown 1 week, then 12 targets in the first half the next week, which is a clear makeup to try to just keep him quiet.
Keep him engaged.
It doesn't seem like a strategy. It feels like like you're just putting Band-Aids on stuff.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the reason they didn't trade A.J. Brown is they kind of need a threat on the outside. Like, they need a deep threat. Otherwise, the safeties are just going to be watching Saquon Barkley. Turns out they're just watching Saquon Barkley anyway. So the strategic reasons were overwhelming. And I don't think they thought they would get anything of value for A.J. Brown that would have made a difference. I don't think at his age anyone's giving like a first-round pick for A.J. Brown. So what would be the point? It is all for the Eagles offense, A.J. Brown's a big deal. He is. I know Devontae Smith's been the number one receiver this year, but I think coming into the season, they're like, well, we need A.J. Brown, otherwise everybody's going to gear up for Saquon. Turns out everyone's gearing up for Saquon anyway. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, and then I don't know why they didn't trade him at the trade deadline, but what's the upside in trading him? They've dealt with all this drama before and been fine. So I think they think, well, we could deal with it now. The problem is the offense is pretty bad, but I think they're pretty confident that they can overcome all this because now the defense is so elite. You just need the offense to be slightly dangerous.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. If I gave you truth serum, or if I gave Howie Roseman truth serum, in 2 years, not this season, not next season, the season after, week one, is Jalen Hurts your starting quarterback?
Well, Howie always has a quick trigger figure at changing quarterback. So maybe not.
Let's put it this way. I'll put it to you a different way.
Yeah.
Do you think that what's the likelihood that the Eagles draft a quarterback this year in rounds 2 or 3? Like they did with Jalen Hurts, where they drafted him in the second round when they had Carson Wentz on the roster making a lot of money.
In this year's draft, I would say, I like where you're thinking. That makes a lot of sense. It sounds very Howie Roseman. I'm not sure that guy is there this year. But then again, I guess I didn't really see Jalen Hurts coming. So I would say probably not this year, in part because I'll know about the PR of it. And I think they're pretty committed to Jalen Hurts in the sense they know he's good enough to win a Super Bowl. They did not necessarily know that with Carson Wentz.
I mean, Jalen Hurts was a Heisman finalist, so it's not like he totally came out of nowhere.
Well, yeah, no. I didn't say he was coming out of nowhere, but I'm just saying, well, there was rumors that he might go in the first round. He wasn't great at Oklahoma. He was good, right? That's why he was a second-round pick. Yeah, I don't know that they would do that. I think they kind of like the way Jalen Hurts is playing right now in the sense that avoid mistakes, avoid mistakes, avoid mistakes. That seems to be the mantra. Just don't turn the ball over, and then you got those monsters on the other side with Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter and all the exciting DBs and, as our friend Spike calls them, the exciting whites in the defensive backfield. There's a lot going on in Philly. I think this is all coaching staff. I really think, and I don't think this drama is affecting them because AJ was all upset last year. He was super upset. So what? And I'm sure he's calling everyone saying they got to give me the ball. Jalen sucks. But what's the matter? Like, it's not like those guys aren't going to give 100% on Sunday. Is there any chance that anybody lollygags it with this team? I'd be shocked.
I've never seen the true face of a coward.
By the way, they could lose this week to Dallas. So that's a real thing.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Yeah. How much bigger does the story get if you lose to Dallas on Sunday?
No, nothing. I mean, I don't think it really matters. I think Dallas, this is going to be more of a shootout. So AJ's going to get targets and he'll be happy. I think after they get through this game, then the schedule gets easy peasy. So they're going to make a run for the number one seed. I think this week's going to be about the desperate Cowboys. I don't see this as being a big, like, if the Eagles lose, I'm not sure it's like a huge deal. Do you think it'd be fireworks if they lost this game to Dallas?
I just think that Philadelphia is the kind of place where it seems like everyone and their mom knows somebody who knows what's happening inside the Eagles locker room. And we've only got the tip of the iceberg now with the Seth Joiners and Derek gone, and we have yet for Howard Eskin to weigh in and Spike to weigh in and Elliot Shores Park to weigh in, and it's just going to go. DeSean Jackson is now weighing in. We got to get Donovan McNabb's take on this. Where's T.O.? Like,
but what difference does any of it?
Doesn't stop.
But does any of it really make a difference, though?
It didn't last year, but that doesn't mean it can't this year.
I mean, listen, the 2023 was a train wreck, and Jalen Hurts still came back after that. Like, I don't know. I'm not sure this makes a difference. Really, what happens with the Eagles will very much be determined on the field. And also, too, they got to stay healthy. Lane Johnson's health is beneath all of this. If their O-line is hurt, then none of this works anyway. So to me, it's just about football. That's all noise. None of that matters. I don't really think, honestly, Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni, this is going to sound like I'm being naive. I really don't think they care about all this noise.
Well, the owner met with AJ Brown, so.
He's an idiot for doing that, by the way, because he's going to have to trade him this offseason. I thought that was a mistake because he's gone.
888-710-4ISN if you want to weigh in. Will this drama impact the Eagles in any meaningful way? You got Dallas Cowboys this week, and then their next game is Black Friday against the Chicago Bears.
Go Bears!
Speaking of the Bears, we're going to check in with our guy Patrick Finley, who covers the Bears for the Chicago Sun-Times, who will explain to us, is this sustainable with Chicago? All these last-second wins, first place NFC North, third place in the NFC playoffs overall. We'll do that next.
All right, Maggie, before we get to that, it is an exciting Thursday night, and the best way to enjoy it is definitely on Prize Pick. The app is so simple to use. You just pick two or more players across any sport. I mean, we got hockey, we got NBA, we got Thursday night football, we got Maction. Pick more or less on their projections, and if you're right, you could win big. Right now, keep the season rolling by getting $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play your first $5.
Well, bro, you know I'm in on Lunch Winfield. Of course, he's the quarterback for the Louisiana Raging Cajuns. 176.5 passing yards, give me more than. And I told you before, Dalton Schultz, Houston Texans tight end going against my Buffalo Bills tonight. 38.5 receiving yards, book that, more than.
You ever seen Dalton Schultz and Dawson Knox in the same room? Just saying.
Tonight they will be on the same field, not the same time. Okay, Prize Picks. It's become the obsession of our show. To know if it's available where you live, well, probably, because it's available in 40-plus states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Come on board. It is so much fun. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MNP. Get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks. You get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you'll get $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. It is good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
Bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. Maggie and Perloff show. Chicago Bears, 7-3. 5 wins have included go-ahead scores in the final 2 minutes. It's been an unbelievable run so far, but what does it mean? Well, let's check in with our pal Patrick Finley, who covers the Bears for the Chicago Sun-Times. Patrick, it's been a minute since we talked with you. How's the vibes in Chicago right now?
Yeah, how about the season, huh? I don't think that was expected around here. 7-3. The Bears have been the beneficial of some the beneficiary of some good fortune, but also they're playing pretty good football. And you know, they haven't been 7-3 here in almost a generation. So Bears fans are enjoying it.
Patrick, do you follow? I'm sure you do. Dove Kleiman on X.
I do.
Yeah. So he's this very controversial aggregator. He put out a graphic of the Bears schedule and said, I don't see them winning another game. And it kind of went, everything Dove does, no, you know, goes kind of viral. There is this narrative out there that they've beaten a bunch of easy teams and now we're going to see the real Bears. What is when you hear that, what's your reaction?
I mean, there's probably something to it, as is the case with that guy. He's probably overstating things. But yeah, I mean, they've got a home game against the Browns coming up next month. Like, let's not think that they're going to go winless down the stretch. But yeah, the schedule gets really hard, and they've had some luck to this point. You look at the teams that they've played, they're not very good, but they also, you know, they skipped Lamar Jackson. They skipped Joe Burrow. There's a chance they skip Aaron Rodgers this week. Like, they're living right. And, you know... When you look at what's ahead, though, after the Steelers, they go to the Eagles on Black Friday. That'll be the toughest game they play all year. They still have to play the Packers twice. They still have to play the Lions. They go to San Francisco. This is a really tough schedule coming up. But, you know, at 7-3, they just have to find, what, 3 wins maybe? And we're talking about a chance for them to go to the playoffs for the first time in 5 years and try to win a game for the first time in 15.
Patrick Finley is our guest. He covers the Bears for the Chicago Sun-Times. We're wondering just how sustainable is this for Chicago. But meanwhile, you're saying Bears fans, who cares? You're in first place in the NFC North. You haven't been 7-3, it feels like, in forever. And all these last-second thrilling wins lead to these amazing locker room videos that are coming out of Ben Johnson handing out all these game balls. I'm curious how the fan base is on Caleb Williams right now. And just sort of, Patrick, even the trained eye like yours, how would you grade Caleb so far this year?
It's funny, Ben's running out of stuff to say in the locker room. I mean, you know, a couple weeks ago, he goes, I have nothing to say. I didn't say last week about, you know, one of these last second wins. Caleb's not where he needs to be quite yet. We have talked over the years, whether it's with Justin Fields, whether it's with Mitch Trubisky, even with Jay Cutler, about guys needing to learn how to win or know how to win. it's funny. Caleb knows how to win. Now what we need is them to win because of the passing game. And that's something that's happened just once this year. And that's when they were in Cincinnati in that crazy game a couple of weeks ago. He has a real opportunity this week, though. The Steelers, I believe, give up more pass yards than any team in football. So I think this is a chance to have a Caleb Williams passing game. The fact that he's been able to get it done, you know, with his legs 2 weeks ago, and then, you know, he turned around and handed the ball off after a long kickoff return on Sunday and gets credit for a comeback win, but he'll take it. And he's not where he needs to be. He even said the other day, you know, we're just scratching the surface offensively. Like, you know, you haven't seen anything yet. And if that's even remotely true, that's a pretty exciting thing, because if the Bears can win games while their offense is at 70%, you know, they might really have something if it does improve.
So, you know, there's also another narrative. There's never been a Bears passer with 4,000 yards, Patrick. I know you know that number well. And it doesn't look like it's going to happen this year with Caleb Williams. The way he's trending, he'll be kind of just under that number. Do you think he's ever going to be a 4,500-yard passer in this offense, in that weather, in Chicago? Is that a realistic goal in his career, or does that not even really matter? Could he be a different style of quarterback?
I think it's a realistic goal. I think both things are true. I think it's realistic. I don't think he needs to do that for them to go to the Super Bowl, necessarily. Like you said, so long as the Bears are playing at Soldier Field outside, they're going to have to win games in December, January, you know, by running the football. And the good news is that Ben Johnson seems to like that more than any other aspect of the offense. I think Caleb has a chance to do it this year. Before last week's game, he was on pace for 4,000 yards. And I think he can throw for 4,500 at some point in his career. And here's why. He's yet to miss a game because of injury. He's really yet to miss a snap because of injury in the year and a half. And when you compare that to a couple of the other rookie quarterbacks that were drafted alongside him, this whole availability thing really is a skill for him. And if you have a coach in Ben Johnson who does hand the ball off, who likes running, I think that's a great path to preserving your quarterback. And if those two things work hand in hand, I absolutely think that he can do that. Now, it'll probably take a lot of passes. He is not a deep ball thrower at this point. There were two or three balls on Sunday in Minnesota that were just nowhere near the receiver. And that's something that needs to get cleaned up. But if he can just even get okay at that, I think that he absolutely has a chance to do it.
Patrick Finley's our guest. He covers the Bears for the Sun-Times. Okay, the defense. Well, you know, a few double-digit leads have been blown in the fourth quarter, I think three times so far this year. But again, gaudy record at 7-3. But how much of a liability is the defense, Pat?
Pretty big one. You know, the fact that they held the Vikings to what they held the Vikings to, I think, was more of a reflection of J.J. McCarthy than it was the defense. I mean, J.J. throwing the ball 10 feet over people's heads, you know, that's not because the Bears were playing great defense. But they have reinforcements coming. Jalen Johnson, who I think is their best player, period, on either side of the ball, his 21-day window to return from IR opened up on Friday. Kyler Gordon, one of the better slot corners in the league, his 21-day window opened up yesterday. And then you've got TJ Edwards, who they think can return in a week or two. So, you know, if we wake up in the first week of December and this defense, which has been in the bottom six or seven in the league, has got three of its best four players back and healthy, I think there's a chance for them to be good enough to keep the Bears in the game. I don't think that they are going to be the reason why they win a playoff game necessarily. What makes them so good right now is takeaways. And I'm of the belief that those are a little fluky. But if they can get this reinforcement of talent back, I think they have a chance to go from, like I said, bottom quarter of the league to maybe about bottom half, and that might be good enough.
Do you think any of the other NFC North teams, the Lions or the Packers, are going to be real Super Bowl contenders this year? I know two games coming up against the Packers. I'm sure you're starting to scout them. Where do you see those two teams right now?
I think I'd buy stock in both of them, in part because I think the world is probably as down on them as they have been at any point this year. Boy, the Lions, if they, you know, we said this last year and the Commanders proved us wrong, but if the Lions could get home games, boy, that's a tough place to play. Now, they've got to win a lot of games between now and then to do that in the playoffs, but I still think they're very good. And with the Packers, you know, you just want to see the offense be a little bit better. But boy, you know, I think they have the skill to do it. And I think in I think both of them are more skilled than the team that's currently sitting atop the NFC North at 7-3.
That'd be the Bears. That's the team that you cover. So an honest assessment there as we're talking with Patrick Finley. I love this article that you just wrote, gearing up for this Sunday. We're not sure if it's going to be Aaron Rodgers under center for the Steelers, but you said Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to be your villain anymore. What does that mean, Pat?
He said when he was talking to reporters in Pittsburgh yesterday, he kind of said, hey, I hope everything can be cool now that I don't play for
water
the
under the bridge. Yeah.
And he said that with a smile. And if you know Aaron Rodgers' sense of humor, that's right up his alley. And he said, yeah, you know, will they be able to do it? Probably not. And that's what's going to be so fun. I think he's going to play. And when he does, it'll be really interesting because, you know, he famously said that he owns the Bears. He's 25-5 lifetime against the Bears. And now that he doesn't play for the Packers anymore, that's not going to stop Bears fans from hating him. And if they can beat him Sunday, that doesn't change anything that he did in Green Bay. So it'll be really interesting. I think it'll be the last game he ever plays at Soldier Field. And I think that's really special to him. This is somebody who takes great pleasure in kicking the ever-loving hell out of the Bears. But it's also somebody who grew up a Chicago fan. You know, he lived in Northern California. He had five TV stations on his TV, and one of them was WGN. And so he was a Bulls fan. He was a Cubs fan. And, you know, he said something yesterday to the reporters there. He said, you know, how can you not love the Bulls, you know, unless you don't love Michael Jordan? And I think that there are a lot of Packers fans and a lot of that would say that about Aaron Rodgers. Is, how can you not love the Packers unless for some reason you don't love Aaron Rodgers? And maybe some of their own fan base has learned to not love Aaron Rodgers. But I'll tell you here, he gets as much respect as any athlete who ever passes through Chicago in any sport just because of how good he's been.
Okay, last question from me. If I gave you a hypothetical choice, you can only keep one person with the franchise, Caleb Williams or Coach Ben Johnson, who would you commit to long-term?
Oh, my God. This question is designed to get me in trouble.
Actually, I didn't think about it because you're covering the team. You don't necessarily have to.
No. But I'll tell you this. I'll answer it this way. I am confident in Caleb because of Ben Johnson. I think that and it's not just the play calling. It's the attitude. It's people talk about culture, and I hate the word culture, but it's the culture. Just the building is so much different now than it was a year ago. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary of Matt Eberflus getting fired, by the way. And just the change in attitude that has come with Ben and the change in intensity, I think is something that will last a long time and that could be successful with a lot of different quarterbacks. So I've been really impressed by Ben. That does not negate any of the good that Caleb's done because I think Caleb's been about all you could expect this year. But Ben Johnson, boy, he's been impressive to me.
Patrick, love reading you in the Sun Times. It's an exciting season now. You got a real team on your hands here with this Bears crew. I don't know how they're doing it, but they're pulling out these last second wins and it's super exciting. Thank you so much for joining us and have fun covering the game against the Steelers.
It's taken years off my life. Thank you.
We know that. Thank you and appreciate it. Yeah, the Bears are definitely, it's a huge story. It's a massive story in the offseason. And now they keep winning these games and giving fans hope. I don't think Rodgers should play because I think he should be looking at the upcoming games against Buffalo and Baltimore. They're obviously way more important in terms of the standings and actually making the playoffs. But, you know, Pearl, Rodgers is really sentimental. You know, he's always about the moment and, you know, hey, let's look around and take it all in. And if this is the last time he would play at Soldier Field, that probably does mean something to him.
Definitely. You're right. Rodgers will probably want to play. But there's a lot of momentum around Mason Rudolph being a very high-end backup. He definitely gives the Steelers a chance to win. He grew this really cool mustache, man, that you should check out.
Oh, for real?
Mason Rudolph's getting a lot of love. I think that game is going to be a battle for the Bears either way. And that schedule we're talking about is really tough. They've at Philly, at Green Bay, the next 2 weeks after that. I mean, that's a challenging spot. Those are great defense. There's no way Caleb gets to 4,000 yards. Then he has Cleveland, who's going to eat Caleb for lunch. I know they'll win that game, but this is going to be wildly interesting. And I feel bad for Patrick. You know, he's saying like this team is aging me. I get that. I've been there with teams.
Well, it's at least they're in the hunt and they're actually in first place.
Yeah, no, I know. But they're so dramatic.
Yeah.
You just watch the last 2 minutes like an NBA game to find out what's happening with the Bears.
I love it, Prof's like, you know, a lot of buzz around Mason Rudolph. No one has their finger on the pulse in the backup quarterback community like Andrew Pirlo.
Andrew Filipponi wants to go to him full time.
Yeah, he said that even before Rodgers got there, though. Let's get to Andrew Bogish, who's got headlines.
By the way, Maggie's not with that condescending backup quarterback thing. That she cannot say anything nice about Mason Rudolph if he wins the game.
I won't. Fair. I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Bo.
Your headlines are sponsored by Skechers. Watch the Skechers World Champions Cup this December 4th, 5th, and 7th on ESPN and ABC.
What are you doing on the 6th?
None of your business. Oh, the intrigue continues in Cincinnati. Bengals head coach Zach Taylor was on local radio last hour, asked, of course, if Joe Burrow will play Sunday against the Patriots. His answer was, quote, "I'm not there yet. We will use the time we have and come up with the best decision." Pressed for more, Taylor said, "I wish I had a decision today."
So not Joe Burrow.
Lamar Jackson missed his second straight Wednesday practice, this time for an ankle issue after a sore knee last week. John Harbaugh saying it's the same scenario, meaning Jackson should play this weekend like he did last one. And as we discussed yesterday, C.J. Stroud remains out with a concussion, so the Bills have to deal with the neck and all the body parts of Davis Mills on Thursday night football.
They have a great defense. They disguise a lot in coverage, a lot of different blitz packages where they're showing one thing and end up getting to another thing post-snap. And, I mean, it's credit to them. They do it at a high level. A lot of those guys have played together for a long time.
Oh, he sounds spooked, Maggie. Mills has thrown for 566 yards and 3 scores since replacing Stroud 2 games ago.
How long do you think that took to get from his voice box out of his mouth?
It's like the speed of light, you know? Listen, it's not about Davis Mills, quite frankly, and his wheels. It's about the
his
defense.
Neck.
Oh. It's about, yeah, his feet, his neck. It's about the defense. This is it. That's it.
Wait, whose defense?
Right.
Houston's. If they can stop James Cook, then you have to make Josh Allen be superhuman again. Well, sometimes he is and sometimes he's not.
Can you just find 8 points? Because then you're beating the Texans.
Thank you, Pearl.
I don't know. They came back from down by how much against the Jags the other day?
Are you the Jags?
That was
Jags
shocking,
have a better defense than the Bills.
Duval. I know that Trevor Lawrence is not Josh Allen.
No, he is
not.
He was promised to be, but he's not.
And then it was, what, 16-13 by the skin of their teeth over the Titans?
That Titans game was horrendous.
16-13 sounds awful.
Yeah. To the NBA, another triple-double last night for Nikola Jokic, but he was not the Nuggets' leading scorer in New Orleans.
Nuggets lead at 112-97. What a pass, Joker! Dunk two hands! Peyton walks it again! Who else?
What? Well, Jason Kosmiski, it's usually Jokic or Jamal Murray or Aaron Gordon, but last night it was Peyton Watson pouring in a career-high 32 in this 125-118 win. Jokic posting 28 points, 11 boards, and 12 assists. Zion was back for this one after missing 8 with a hamstring injury. He scored 14 in 29 minutes, but his Pels lose their 7th in a row, including now all 3 under interim coach James Borrego.
So, bad news that they traded their first-round pick, and they're arguably the worst team in the NBA. But good news, Derek Queen, kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Wait. They traded him for Derek Queen?
That pick, that first-round pick they traded in the draft was for Derek Queen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I forgot all about that. Mm-hmm. Oof.
But career high for Derek Queen last night, and he's been really good this year. And he's Tim Duncan's apparently favorite rookie, according to one of the broadcasts.
Maryland, right?
Tim Duncan's keeping his finger on the pulse of
I think they were playing the Spurs, and Antonio Daniels, like, Tim Duncan texted me during the game being like, this guy is awesome. He's my favorite rookie this year so far.
Ryan Cooper Flagg, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, he's been good. It's hard to watch Pelicans ball. I get it. They're not that great. But he's been shockingly, like, really solid.
Con Knipple?
Ooh.
I mean, Tim Duncan's a big. He's gonna lean towards the big man.
Anybody in the city of New Orleans aware about the fact that Derrick Queen is actually playing well for their local basketball team? Because that arena is empty every night.
There's a coaching search going on at LSU, okay, Manny? We don't have time for your silly basketball. Back to you, folks.
We already heard a grumpy Dan Hurley after UConn lost to Arizona last night.
Must be a day that ends at Y.
71-67. But maybe, Coach, there's a silver lining that your team almost won despite some key injuries and some bad stats?
Sometime around 2 a.m., 3, 4:30 a.m., I'm going to wake up and I'm going to think it was just a nightmare, you know, that like, and then finally when I'm up and just kind of starting to move around, but I'm feeling half dead at around 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Good Lord.
I'm going to realize, yeah, that we just blew a chance to beat one of the best teams down two studs and in a game that we were down 13 and wobbling.
The NBA would kill this man. He cannot coach 82 regular season games.
Oh, yeah. That was the worst decision ever, worst idea ever, trying to make that kind of Lakers head coach with LeBron.
It's just funny when he's like, around 2 a.m. and thinking, like, when I get up to take a leak, I'm going to be thinking, this is a dream.
The Florida Panthers.
You're welcome for that visual.
Yeah, thank you.
Continue to fall apart, already dealing with multiple major long-term injuries. They have now lost very useful winger Etu Luostarinen indefinitely to unspecified injuries from a, quote, barbecue mishap.
What the hell is happening with NHL players? Yeah, Jack Hughes cutting off his finger. Now you have a barbecue mishap in Florida. The hell are they doing?
Honestly, that is one of my worst nightmares. It's a big fear.
What's that?
Well, maybe, but that you go to light your grill and it just explodes in your face.
Oh,
have you ever thought about that?
That's what happened.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know.
But it happened to David Njoku. Remember, his face got burned.
It sounds
in a storm. The same thing.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a burn because the coach said it's when he can get back and put his stuff on and feel comfortable. So that sounds like it's a skin thing.
Cut not thing off,
not like until the cut heals.
Yeah, I mean, so Maggie's probably right then.
Yeah, I don't think it was like food poisoning.
No, but like, you know, you could have like cut yourself barbecuing, like cooking, barbecuing. I mean, you could have done something like that.
Could also cut your finger while, you know, cutting up some cardboard at home.
You could. Happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are too young. Do you remember there was a Irving Fryer, 85 Bears? I watched a documentary on that. And he cut his hand on a bagel, he said, and missed the game, I think. Ooh. Does anyone know this story? Well, that was his line.
Oh,
you got to be careful with the bagels, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of people I saw on the news are cutting themselves. Avocados are so popular now. That's a massive source of injuries.
You can't just put the knife into the pit of the avocado.
Go ahead.
That's not going to work.
Mm.
No, you have to sort of cut around. Yeah.
Just use a spoon.
You're welcome for avocados, by the way.
Or just don't eat avocados. They're overrated.
Oh.
Anyway, carry on.
Oh, my goodness. Do you have taste buds? That's insane.
Sorry.
You know, I'm going to kind of go with EJ here. I like avocados, but I grew up
drunk.
And I never ate one. They didn't make it to Binghamton.
Put some.
Yeah, you grew up just fine, Maggie. Look at you.
Yeah. I'm
Can they survive
it.
In Binghamton?
No.
You put a little bit of lime on that, a little bit of salt. Oh. Oh, delicious.
You need all this seasoning to make it taste good because it's bland.
It's lime and salt, bro. I'm not asking you to go to, you know, Target and go buy every spice and seasoning. Lime and salt.
Avocado is nature's perfect food. It's the best. It's my single favorite food.
But it's
except
not
for
that
lobster.
Flavorful.
It doesn't taste like anything.
Oh,
and
God, avocado is amazing.
Whatever.
I mean, you guys understand that it's quite popular.
No, we know it's popular.
I understand that.
But like, also, it's big avocado, you know, that tells you how healthy they are for you.
Here we are.
Listen, you want to get into big cottage cheese lately?
Big cottage.
Uh-huh.
The only
pushing
problem
that
with avocados
cottage cheese
is
agenda.
You guys,
guys
just don't know.
Open your third eyes.
You guys just don't know how to buy an avocado. That's the thing. That's why you guys are getting bad avocado experiences, because you're getting bad avocados.
The sun, the moon, the stars have to align to get you the perfect avocado. Meanwhile, I can peel an orange within 3 months, and I'm getting something good.
Exactly.
I have a good system of how to buy them, if you want to know later.
Mm-hmm.
So Trader Joe's sells 4-packs where basically they're all different levels of ripeness, so they don't all become ripe at the same time. It's brilliant. So one is totally not ready, one's sort of ready, one's ready, and one's...
Eat
so
now.
You basically, because you're right, Maggie. The challenge is to make all the planets align so you have them all at the right time. But we eat at least 3 a night in our house.
Hell yeah.
A night?
3 a night. Easy.
Like, the kids live for avocado.
Good. Good for them.
Yeah. I don't know what possible avocado could make better. I'll eat a dessert with avocado. I'll make an avocado smoothie.
You might be Latino.
No,
that'd be upset.
Look, everybody you know in America except for EJ and Maggie are right with me.
All right, put the poll question up. Avocados, overrated, not overrated?
Avocados from Mexico.
888-710-4476. I love Mexico.
Yeah, so do I.
I'll take the tequila.
Me too, sister. Corona, tequila, all of it.
All right, folks, thank you so much. Coming up, is Bill Belichick the perfect boyfriend? Next.
bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
He's calling the plays, but she's calling the shots. It's time for As the Tar Heel Turns.
Welcome back to the show. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. We check in on Bill Belichick. Pearl got the big showdown. The big rivalry game, North Carolina-Duke, this Saturday. But Belichick, very busy. This time spotted at a cheerleading competition. His girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, is part of a co-ed adult cheerleading team. And they were, they had a big
cheer off.
I was going to say a big, what's it called?
A meet.
A meet, there sure. All right. So Bill Belichick. I'm going to be honest, it's a good boyfriend. It's pretty gross how big their age gap is or whatever, but Pearl, I mean, it's one thing to go to the Miss Maine competition. It's quite another to go to an adult co-ed cheerleading competition during the season.
Listen, I have no doubt who's running the show in that pairing right there. She should, Jordan Hudson, and I get it. If I'm Bill, and my 24-year-old girlfriend says, come to this cheerleading contest, I'm going to the cheerleading contest.
But it's just the loud noises. It's all the high ponytails, the glitter.
Loud noises.
Well, you know what I mean.
Usually coaches at football stadiums.
But that music is so intense. Cheerleading competition.
So practice music.
I always love the movie Bring It On. So if it's like that, I'm totally down. These are wonderful performers.
Oh man, they're very athletic.
I don't know about this adult cheerleading thing. That's super lame.
Well, yeah. Well, don't yuck somebody else's.
What time do you hang up the pom poms? You know,
when you don't make the Dallas Cowboy cheerleading squad. That's when you hang them up.
How about this though? They're getting exercise. They're out there doing what they like. I watch the routine. They're all very good. I mean, it's not just like rah-rah, sis-boom-ba stuff. Right, they're Maggie. Doing flips up in the air.
Maggie, but I could send you to, I could send you to the Drew League and you see some basketball players and they're like, oh, they're pretty good. It's not the NBA, all right? You want to see really good cheerleaders, go watch the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, watch the Raiderettes, the Laker girls. Those Maggie, are actual cheerleaders.
EJ, you're showing your ignorance here, man. It doesn't even look like the same thing what the Dallas Cowboys are doing versus this stuff. This is like They're doing acrobatics.
So they're doing like high school cheerleading stuff.
Hot Sauce and the Professor were doing things that you don't see in the NBA either, man.
What are you saying? They're better than the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders?
It's way different. You guys got to watch. It's like men throwing the women up in the air. They're doing double flips and then coming down, getting caught, back up, handstand, back handstand.
That kind of
it's
stuff.
Not getting into a line where they have their arms around each other doing the Rockettes thing.
Oh,
this is like legit athleticism.
No, those Cowboy cheerleaders, like, because I watched the documentary, they're all like high level dancers.
No, they're high level dancers and they can do splits and I'm sure they do cartwheels and stuff like
that.
But this is like on another level.
I just feel like this is like, I don't know. It feels like, well, I'm not a gymnast and I'm not, you know.
It's like a club.
Yeah. I don't
know. What's the difference between this and a running club? Anyway, it's cheerleading is like for teenage. I get it.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's the difference.
But you know what? Like, I don't know. I see older people, you know, ballet lessons or ballroom dancing. I feel like it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, but those aren't they're not keeping score. Like, this is actual content.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, ballroom dancing, yeah, they do. But I don't know. It just feels kind of lame.
The weird thing is Bill's there. Let's get back to it. And by the way, shouldn't he be criticized for this? The team sucks.
Oh.
The team's terrible.
They play a little better.
Well, it's UNC football. It's not LSU football.
Yeah. It's not UNC basketball.
LSU ain't doing so good either. But they're losing, I guess is the way I should say it. I shouldn't say they suck. They're losing. It's not gone well. And doesn't it look like he's maybe not as dialed in if you're spending time at a cheerleading competition when you just got beat by Wake Forest?
I wouldn't be paying much attention either if Jordan Hudson was my girlfriend.
Yeah,
and you guys love this chick.
Who cares? It's ACC.
Well,
honestly,
he's not doing so great in the ACC. They're four and six. Not even bowl eligible. It's Bill Belichick.
Good. He's all good.
Still getting into the Hall of Fame. Who cares?
Not the college Hall of Fame.
No, that's for sure.
Not yet.
EJ Stewart, thank you. Manny Rodriguez, thank you. Andrew Bogish, Andrew Kaplan, Weedo's Coffee Drinkers. Thank you to Patrick Finlay from the Sun-Times, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.